I'm Cherie Newman with Montana News. After 25-year-old McKinley Bryson rode the Transamerica Trail from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic, she wrote, quote, "There is way more good in this world than bad. I met the most wonderful, generous people," end quote. And the editor of a new book called America's Bicycle Route, The Story of the Transamerica Bicycle Trail, Greg Seipel, says many other riders have told similar stories.
They're heading towards a town that's 50 miles distant, and they run into someone who lives in this town who's out traveling. And they say, well, when you get to town, you just go to my house. The back door's open, and you can just go in, and there's some food in the fridge, and you can set your tent up in the backyard. And those things happen quite often.
At the heart of the book is Bike Centennial, the reason the Transamerica Trail exists. Bike Centennial was a huge event in which thousands of people rode bikes across the U.S. during the summer of 1976 to celebrate the 200-year anniversary of our country. Seipel and three of his friends dreamed up Bike Centennial in 1973 while they were riding bicycles from Alaska to Argentina.
And the initial thought was to just say, hey, show up at 9 o'clock in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco on June 1st, and we'll take off. But as time went on, we began to realize it should be a more organized event. So hence we developed the specific route, published maps and guidebooks, trained leaders so that the riders would be leaving in small groups rather than en masse. And that's how it all came together in the end.
More than 4,000 men and women registered for Bike Centennial. People from all 50 states and 17 countries rode their bikes from Astoria, Oregon to Yorktown, Virginia. The trip was life-changing for the riders and the organizers, including Seipel, who has spent the last 40 years working for the company that grew out of Bike Centennial, Missoula-based Adventure Cycling Association. The Adventure Cycling Network now encompasses 45,000 miles of mapped bicycle routes across North America, including the 4,250-mile Transamerica Trail, a route that changed the perception of biking in the U.S.
When I started bicycling in the early 60s, there was very little in the way of adult bicycling. There were really a few small clubs in big cities, few tiny hole-in-the-wall shops were selling proper bicycles. And there were no bicycle magazines and no bicycle books. And this book, to me, is just a symbol of how far bicycling has come to be able to put together such a grand book. And now to see how bicycling has transformed in the United States. Where it used to be an adult riding a bicycle was considered odd, now a person who rides a bicycle is admired. And it just makes me happy the way Bike Centennial was a part of that evolution of the bike. We were able to reach so many people nationally with this message and to show what bicycle touring was all about.
367 miles of the Transamerica Bicycle Trail run through Montana, and Adventure Cycling also has other mapped routes in Montana. So thousands of people ride through our state every year, each of them spending between $75 and $102 per day. That's been an economic boon for small towns like Twin Bridges and Dillon. Links to economic statistics about bicycle tourism are at our website. Also there, more information about the book, America's Bicycle Route, The Story of the Transamerica Bicycle Trail, edited by Michael McCoy and Greg Seipel. Find all that online at mtpr.org. I'm Cherie Newman, Montana Public Radio.